From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In high school football action tonight, GW will host a 1-7 Mecklenburg County team. GW head coach Nick Anderson says the record might not show it, but the Phoenix are a dangerous team.
It's really the best one-win team I've seen in a long time. They've got talent all over the place, and they've been scoring a lot of points. You know, they just can't seem to come away with a victory.
Yeah, the quarterback's really good. He's got a great arm, and they got big guys up front. So, you know, we're going to have to continue to play well on defense to stop their attacks.
This is just the third meeting all time between GW and Mecklenburg, with the Eagles winning the two previous meetings. Our coverage will get underway at 6:30 on WBTM and WBTMDanville.com. In other action around the area tonight, it's a rivalry showdown in Pennsylvania County. 6-1 Gretna will host 3-4 Chatham. 3-5 Dan River has a big district showdown as they play on the road at 4-3 Nelson County. And 2-5 Tunstall will play on the road at 7-0 Magna Vista. In college football action tonight, Virginia Tech will look to snap a two-game losing streak as they host Cal. That game will get underway at 7:30 on ESPN. On Saturday, Averett will look to get their first win of the season as they play on the road at Shenandoah University at noon. And number 16, UVA, will look to stay hot as they play on the road at UNC at noon on ACC Network. NASCAR returns to Martinsville this weekend for the playoffs. Four drivers will be eliminated following the race on Sunday at 2 p.m. Chase Briscoe, Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, and Kyle Larson are currently in the top four spots. Hamlin won the last race at Martinsville back in March. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.